Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
We're talking about mushrooms. Richard, lots of questions for you because you're the mushroom expert. Now, what's the difference between a mushroom and a toadstool?
Well, it's very simple, really. A mushroom is edible and a toadstool is poisonous.
Oh, OK, that's simple. Now, it's autumn and I've seen loads of people looking for mushrooms now. Why is it such a good season?
Well, mushrooms are available for most of the year, but autumn is the best time because it's the autumn rains after the summer sun and it's very humid. It's the ideal growing conditions for mushrooms.
And then I've seen people in the woods and the forests with their buckets and things. Is that the best place to look for them?
Not necessarily, because the common field mushrooms, obviously, they are found in fields, lawns, school playing fields, fairy rings. We see them in fields as well. Animals, fields where animals graze, for instance. But woodlands are very good because the mushrooms, they feed off the rotting leaves and the dead wood and some living trees as well.
Now, you say that they feed off rotting leaves, right? Because now mushrooms aren't plants, are they?
They're not plants and they're not animals.
Right.
They digest their food externally. Basically, plants make food from the sun,
right,
essentially, and animals eat food and fungi, which mushrooms are. They do something different.
OK. Now, I think the idea of eating wild mushrooms is great, free food.
Yes.
But many people are really nervous about doing that.
Yes, many mushrooms are edible, which is fantastic, but a lot of them don't taste very nice, and some of them are very poisonous. No one should collect mushrooms without being 100% sure that they know they're okay to eat.
Now, we eat field mushrooms. Okay, they grow around the fields near us, and they seem very easy to identify, so that's okay, isn't it?
Yes, but that's the problem, you see. There are many lookalikes. With the field mushroom, there's one which turns yellow when you touch it. That's poisonous.
So it looks like the field mushroom. It's white on top with the brown gills underneath.
Yes.
But, okay, all right. So I could make a mistake.
And many people do.
What about that mushroom that you see in children's stories, the red one with the white spots? Is that edible?
Very, very attractive, isn't it? Highly poisonous.
Oh, really?
Yes, it probably won't kill you, but it's not very good to eat. That's called the fly agaric, very famous.
No, so some can actually kill you?
Yes, the death cap is one that comes to mind. It's caused many deaths. It causes liver and kidney failure, and again, that looks something similar to the field mushroom.
Really?
Yes. However, it's white cap with white gills.
Right, OK.
So that should be a dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
Yes.
OK, but I'd still, Richard, I'd still love to find a chanterelle, that amazing yellowy gold colour.
Yes, they look and taste great. But be careful, there's a false chanterelle that can make some people sick.
Oh, OK. So what about you, the listeners? Do you like collecting mushrooms? Do you like to eat them? We'd love to hear from you.